Greetings, this is James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio. We've got another great show tonight. We've got Willie Whitefeather on, and Willie is of Cherokee ancestry. He's an honorary chief of the Black Creek Cherokee of Florida. Fascinating storyteller, healer, survivalist, and an individual of wisdom and heart. He's also the author of Outdoor Survival Handbook for Children and Willie Whitefeather's River Book for Kids. He's also the visionary featured in the short film Hope. And you can check out more information at www.williewhitefeather.com. So without further ado, I want to welcome Willie on the show. Willie, are you with us?
Thank you. Say your name for me so I get it right.
Yeah, it's James. Just call me James. James Gilliland, but you can just call
James.
Me James.
All right. They call you James.
Yeah. Yeah.
James? Okay.
They call me a few other things, but we won't mention those on the air.
Well, I'm very honored to be on your show, and I want to make it a very good show. A lot of people today are in fear of coming times, 2012 and all that. But on the Mayan calendar, James, it's only the end of the calendar, and it's the beginning of the new 2013 calendar. And so in my mother's side of the family is from Buenos Aires, Argentina. My father's side is Cherokee. And so I walk in two worlds. And so the tribes in South America and Argentina are saying, what's the matter with you gringos? We're looking forward. There's going to be good times coming. So don't be afraid.
Yeah, I walk the same world. I've got pretty much the same thing going on. My mother's side is Cherokee, and my dad's side is Scotch Irish. So we're quite a mix as well.
Yes, we're the ones that we're the mixed blood's going to bring about a help make a world for the children. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Cherokee are the Salaki Anianwea, the people principle. The sign of the Cherokee Nation is the seven pointed star, and we have seven openings in our head. And so long ago, the corn giver came. And when I talk, I always say, don't believe it, because grandfather said that's the correct way to speak. And so because the word believe has the word lie in the middle, and I don't want to lie to nobody. Mm-hmm. And so and also all the bad things you heard about me are true. And so I will tell you a story. Long ago, the corn giver came. Her hair was the color of the sun. And when you open the corn, you could see the strands of her golden hair. And it teaches us that all things come full circle. And so when you eat the corn, it's the only food that you can eat, that you have to eat in a circle. And so it contains the four colors, the four races, the four directions, and the four elements: red man, white man, black man, yellow man. White is north, yellow is east, red is south, black is west. And so we have yellow clouds at dawn, white clouds at midday, black clouds at storming, red clouds at sunset. Those are our cloud brothers. And there's a song to bring in the clouds, and there is a song to open the clouds. And so people do not want to hear the song. They don't believe it. And right now, if they knew the song, they could an end to the drought that's going on in Texas right now. But it takes the little kids who are totally innocent to sing the song. And I have seen it happen. I've seen it pour rain in drought areas. And so the corn, when you eat it raw, it's lactic, like mother's milk. You boil it, it will not digest. You put it in fire, it go back to the father, popcorn. And so after a hurricane, tornado, earthquake, you'll see Red Cross people running around with little white caps like popcorn, men in white helmets running around like popcorn. Let's dig those people out. The Red Cross saying, do you need a blanket? You like a cup of coffee? People helping people. And so the reason for the changes is to help to bring people together, because people never come together unless there is tragedy. And so that's what's going to happen now with our Mother Earth. Mm-hmm. It's the warm minds. They say, go get your armor and go get them. That's their armor. Get them. So long, suckers. And then that's the third shaking of the earth. And we must put a wrench in that and not let that happen, because then our earth is going to crack in two. She's going to really do a rock and roll. There's going to be some big quakes come. Mm-hmm. Already, my friend called me from Arizona to tell me that on his computer he could see this planet Nibiru coming in, the blue one, what the Hopi called the blue star, Kachina. Uh-huh. And so that's the red one is Poquanghoya, the blue one is Poquanghoya, and those are the twins. And so if I do not have a computer, live up on a mountain with a herd of deer, and I walk around and I eat what the deer eat. And so, he told me what to tell people on the computer. You Google sky, and then you type in the word mercury, and then you'll see the word infrared, and you click on infrared, and you will see mercury in the middle of the sky, a little white dot, and over on the left, you're going to see the big blue planet coming in, Nibiru, which is a tremendous magnetic pull on the surface of our Earth. So we could see some bigger quakes and bigger hurricanes and all kinds of things like that. And so it looks like a little white marble next to a big blue bowling ball.
Mm-hmm. Now, so is the blue bowling ball, is that Nibiru or is that Elenin? Because I know we've got a...
Yes. James, I heard Elenin is red, Nibiru is blue.
Uh-huh.
So I do not know where Elenin is right now, but those are the twins. Uh-huh. And the Cherokee have the twins, Chagawa, Chagasi. And the Navajo have the twins, Monster Slayer and Twin Born of Water. The Aborigine in Australia know of the twins. And so the twins are coming. And so we can actually, if we're all together as one people with our minds, we can turn them away. Not to come in, you know.
Yeah. That's going to be a tough one to get everybody together. It seems like we've moved in a direction of separation and kind of the, you know, see me, dig me program. And, you know, we've been, you know, people are glued to their TV sets and their football games and their way of life, which is unsustainable. And you know, that's probably why these things need to come in. To reset our consciousness and bring us all together. And also, I know during a major disaster, you know, there are no atheists. You know, everybody knows there's a creator and they start praying to creator. You know, maybe that's why these things need to happen.
Yeah, that's right, James. That's right. Everything comes full circle. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you a circle story. Would you like to hear one?
Sure.
When they came to this land from England and they got to California, to the Yosemite, there is the great Sequoia, named after the Cherokee genius Sequoia, who was the first Indian to write an alphabet for an entire nation of Cherokees. And Sequoia wrote what they call a syllabary. There's 85 symbols in the Cherokee syllabary, and it was the written code of World War II. And the Navajo and the Hopi were the spoken code of World War II. And it was the Native American Indian that was this country's secret weapon. And if you folks listening, if you were born in America, aren't you Native American? Learn this land. Those things in Europe are okay, but learn this land. You have the DNA, divine Native American blood, the DNA. And so we eat from the Great Turtle Island, and we live on the Great Turtle Island. And this is an old Cherokee turtle shell rattle. And this is the voice of the turtle. Listen. And the Cherokees use the turtle shell rattle. So at the beginning of the stomp dance in Oklahoma, the seven women shakers shake the turtle shell rattle. That's the warning to teach to get along together. The turtle shell has plates on the back, and now the plates are moving and shifting. And so now with this big planet coming in, it's causing a gravitational pull and causing the plates to move a little bit more. So I will go on with the story. So when they came over from England and they got to Yosemite and they got to the great sequoia trees, they sent word to England, it takes 50 men to join hands to go around one tree. And England did not believe their own people. They said, oh, baloney, bah, humbug. Send us proof. So they cut the first 50 feet of bark off the great sequoia tree, about 3 foot by 4 foot by 5 foot square. The bark at the base of a sequoia tree is over 3 foot thick. And they numbered each piece. They took the first 50 feet of the tree, and they loaded it on a boat, and they sent it to the Crystal Palace in London, England. And in London, England, the Englishmen built a skeleton framework with the instructions that had been sent to them. And they nailed the bark of the great sequoia tree around the skeleton framework. And they said, holy mackerel and blimey and all that. We don't believe it. There are trees that big. Holy mackerel. They didn't believe anything unless they could see or touch it. And they said the little children should be seen and not heard. And the little children in England had a song. London Bridge is falling down, falling down, falling down. London Bridge is falling down. So from Arizona, some men went over to England, and they took down the London Bridge. They didn't take the whole bridge, just a short version of it. And they numbered each stone about 3 foot by 4 foot by 5 foot. They loaded it on a boat, and they rebuilt the London Bridge at Lake Havasu on the Colorado River, where it stands today. And the London Bridge was brought to Arizona by Mr. McCulloch, who invented the chainsaw that cuts the great redwood trees. And Sequoia, the genius of the Cherokee, for whom the great tree was named, died at a little town called Mariposa, Mexico, looking for a band of Cherokees who had escaped the tears. And the great sequoia tree is at the Mariposa Grove in Yosemite, and it's burnt black. The color for West is black. And today, the women, a lot of them, are wearing black in the West. And so that's the color for West. And so the tree was burnt black. And Mariposa is butterfly in Spanish. And so it's the new physics. It's called the butterfly effect, the chaos effect. And so every year they have a ceremony on the bridge, and Mr. McCulloch presents a Hopi Kachina doll from the Four Corners and part of the payment that he owes the man in England for the bridge. And so you can go to Lake Havasu, Arizona, and you can touch the bridge. You can go to the Mariposa Grove in Yosemite, and you can touch the sequoia tree. And so what goes around comes around. Everything comes full circle. So if you drop a pebble in a pool of quiet water, do you not see the circles going out? If you cut down a tree, look at the stump. Do you see the circles? Everything comes back full circle. Your head is round. The earth is round. The moon is round. The sun is round. What goes around comes around. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good story. I'm up here living up in the forest at the base of Mount Adams, and they're kind of going nuts up here, you know, with the logging. We had a lot of protected areas and forests around this area, and it just seems like they actually took off all the stops now and all the protections and everything, and we're just watching tree after tree after tree just going down the highway. I've never seen so much logging but I know in the big picture that, it's going to go for full circle, and those who have no respect for life end up with life not respecting them. They don't seem to stay around much as long as they could.
Yeah, James, want another story on the circle?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Hello? Yeah, okay. Sometimes this phone goes out. We're having a class 45X solar flare coming off of the sun, and this phone might cut out.
Oh, okay.
But here's a circle story. Long ago, there was a fort cheating the Cherokees over by Echota, Georgia, that was the city of peace of the Cherokees. The women would put up with the men, but once they found they were cheated, look out. And so the Cherokee women, they took a knife and they cut their hair short. And they became the warrior women. And they chose up 7 ships. And they surrounded the fort. And they screamed at the men in the fort. The first shift would scream, and then when their voice got tired, they stepped back. The second shift would scream. And the Cherokee scream would, real loud. You see, we come, woman, the womb of man, woman. And when the woman screams, they can break the glass with their voice. And so after 7 days and nights of screaming women, the men threw the guns down. The fort was abandoned. And so grandfather said one day, little sister would scream. And that was Mount St. Helens. And she screamed. And what came out of the lick of sand, broken glass. And she's named after the Catholic woman that made the first stained glass for the Catholic Church, the rainbow glass. And so today you're going to see a lot of women wearing black dress and their hair cut short. And it's the return of the warrior woman. Echota was the city of peace. And now a return to that peace, Echota too. And now you see women with black dress, short hair, and a tattoo. And those are signs of the warrior woman returning. And so, like Will Rogers says, you know, folks, when a woman makes up her mind to do something to try and stop them, it's like spitting on a railroad track to stop a freight train. And Will Rogers was a quarter-blood Cherokee, and his roll number was 11384 on the Cherokee rolls. And so he's buried up there in Oklahoma. And Will Rogers would go around and he'd help folks. You know, he says, you know, folks, when the Depression hit, rich folks were jumping out of the windows. Poor folks were sitting out in the desert eating jackrabbit stew, playing the banjo, dancing, singing, having fun. Brought folks together. So,
yeah, I've always felt that, you know, a lot of these third world countries, you know, the other industrialized countries think they're so far advanced, but you know, when the earth does her thing, you know, and when she starts rocking and rolling and, you know, takes down the grid or collapses these economies, these false economies or whatever, you know, when things come down, these third world countries, they know how to live off the land and live very simple. And they're not even going to hardly notice anything happen, you know, whereas here, you know, like you were saying, people are going to be jumping out of windows and, you know, they've falsely identified with their job and their status and their cars and their lifestyle. And when that all comes down, they aren't going to be able to handle it.
Yeah, you know, James, I teach survival, and one of the main things about survival is attitude. That's the number one thing, is your attitude. And there is an elegance to survival. I walk around with the deer, and I eat what the deer eat. And except for poison oak, tree leaves, don't eat tree leaves. Those are poison oak, poison ivy. And you watch and you look and you see if the bugs ate it or whatever. My friend Linda Runyon, her grocery bill was $5 a month, and she lived for 18 years in the Adirondack Mountains. And I took her out in the desert, and I taught her desert survival, and she showed me mountain plants, and we'd take 50 people at a time out into the desert out by Apache Junction, Arizona, and we would put on a meal for 50 people out of weeds and cactus. And so I can cook a pine tree and make it taste like chicken soup, and your pine needles are full of vitamin C. All the animals create vitamin C naturally in their system, except for man. Man needs to take vitamin C to keep from getting scurvy and colds and flu and things like that. You can take care of your kids like that if you don't have no money. And so I show people how to sleep on their campfire, and you sleep nice and warm, and you will not get burnt. And how to cook around the campfire, and making your own little four-burner stove by rubbing two sticks together, make a fire. Uh-huh. And so it's a connection to the earth that we have lost. And so one of the things I'd like to share, James, is I'm very concerned about the volcanoes coming up right now. One of the main things in volcano survival is that when Mount St. Helens erupted, the people who took a rag and you wet it and you wring it out and you put it over your face and you breathe through the damp cloth. The people with the paper face mask had a very difficult time. Volcanic ash is fine ground like baby powder glass. And a lot of people got choked up and got it in their throat and mouth and lungs. And so you want to take and get those goggles at the hardware store that surround all the way around your eyes that go right up against your skin like diver's goggles. And that'll keep the ash from getting into your eyes. If you have contact lenses, take them off because the ash gets between contact lens and your eye, and it'll act like sandpaper. Wear a hat. If you're in a vehicle, the ash will destroy your engine. Airplanes cannot fly through volcanic ash. They will crash. And so the people that put a towel air cleaner intake on their car, you have to open the hood, put a towel over the air cleaner intake, drive until the towel clogs up. Stop, open the hood, shake the towel out, put it back, put the hood back down. The people who did that were able to drive out of the area. The people who did not, their car engine was destroyed halfway across the bridge, and they had to hike out. Uh-huh. And so, and put a towel around your neck because the ash gets down the back of your shirt and acts like sandpaper. People were saying, oh, it's terrible, the ash is all over everything, it's all over my car, oh, it's awful. And then 2 years later, they all went for hikes up on Mount St. Helens, and they said, oh, it's so beautiful, the little bunny rabbits and the deer are out, and the trees are starting to grow back. We're a bunch of wimps, you know, James. Ash is wonderful. That's why people go to Hawaii. It's all volcanic ash. Because it puts sulfur in the soil.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
It coated. We're east of St. Helens. And in this area. And it laid a nice layer of ash around here. It wasn't anything really bad. But, you know, what happened is that everything just grew like crazy afterwards. You know, everybody goes, aren't you afraid of the volcano going off? I said, no, I hope it does. I said, we could use the fertilizer. I guess it's all how you view the situation, you know, on whether it's a blessing.
James, I'm sorry. I had to laugh because our government had taxpayers this expense printed a brochure, and they sent it to all the ranger stations, and the brochure says, in case of volcanic eruption, move away from volcano. Do not move toward volcano.
that's pretty much... They don't get the memo. They don't know what to do.
No, but it puts sulfur in the soil. When I was a kid, we used to lift our plate of food up to our nose, and we would smell it, and the food smelled so delicious. Today, we just shove it in, and we get fat, and there's no sulfur in the soil. But if you go to Hawaii, you can see what sulfur does to the soil. We did not haul earth from the mainland to Hawaii. It made its own earth.
Oh yeah, it's so lush there. It's amazing. And the what I've seen here is that what we do with our gardens, we do a lot of gardening here, and we put rock dust back into the soil and put all the minerals back in, and use all organic fertilizer and everything. But the food that we grow here is just, I mean, it's alive and it's so tasty. And, you know, the bugs leave it alone. The bugs don't go after it because it's so healthy. You know, it's, we've gotten so far away from that. And now we, the food we eat now, these, especially with these GMO crops are killing people, mm-hmm. And they're tasteless and you know, they may all look the same and be perfect, but there's no minerals in them or no life force.
Yeah, I know, James. I feel sad for the children. I do. We have over 3 million children go to bed with no food every night in the United States, and we have seem to have people in power that don't care for the kids. One of the things I would suggest to folks out there is I put silver coins, silver rings, silver, if you have a silver necklace, silver jewelry, put it in your bottle, your drinking water bottles, because it kills bacteria instantly. An example, during the 14th century plague, the bubonic plague of 14th century Europe, the wealthy did not die of bubonic plague because, like they say, they were born with a silver spoon in their mouth. They ate off of silver plates, silver goblets, silver utensils. And the poor folks could not afford silver. It's up to right now, it's about $42 an ounce. Gold's up $1,500 or something an ounce. But the silver kills bacteria instantly. And so now the army found out about it, and they are sewing silver thread in the armpits and the crotch of army uniforms. And there is a Band-Aid company that is putting silver thread into Band-Aids. And if you saw that movie Cinderella Man, who was the story of Jack Johnson during the Depression, he was the world heavyweight fighter. In that movie, he's sitting in the corner. The bell rings. He goes to his corner. His left eye is bleeding real bad, and it shows his second comes up, and it shows the silver dollar in his hand, and he puts that silver dollar on the wound. What are they telling you? Silver kills bacteria. So I carry a silver dollar in my pocket, and if I go to a restaurant, I drop it in my glass of water. It kills the bacteria. Mm-hmm. I suck on it after eating a meal. It kills any bad bacteria. And so they gave us the Lone Ranger and Tonto when I was a kid, and he would holler out, "Hi-yo, Silver!" He was the masked cowboy. Now, if a cowboy ran around Arizona with a black mask, he's going to get shot. Okay, and his Indian companion was Tonto, and the Lone Ranger was Quemasabe. Quemasabe in Spanish means he knows it all, Quemasabe. And Tonto in Spanish means stupid. And so his Indian companion was Tonto, and the Lone Ranger would yell out, "Hi-yo, Silver, this way, Tonto." And Tonto would go, "Ugh, Quemasabe," to make the Indian look stupid, you see. But I'll tell you what, when Columbus came to this land, he was looking for India. So the first people he saw, he called them Indians. Now, it's a good thing he wasn't looking for Turkey.
Yeah. So
my grandma would put a silver dollar in the milk, in the cottage cheese, and in the cream, because we didn't have refrigeration in those days. We just had an ice box, and the ice man would come once a week and drop a block of ice in the top of it. And if he didn't show up, the silver dollar kept the milk from spoiling. So that's what you do. Carry silver. So no matter what you got that's silver, put it in your drinking water, and you'll save your life. Take care of yourself.
You can use those little green pieces of paper they call money to light your fires and keep you warm. But
it used to be a silver certificate, you know, James, until the Federal Reserve made it a Federal Reserve note. Mm-hmm. So another story on Mount St. Helens, if you like. Mm-hmm. You see, Mount St. Helens is very close to the 45 parallel. And in 1945, I'm getting ahead of myself, the European peoples put their sign on this great turtle island. And that was a circle with a 45-degree in the middle of the circle, going from one end to the other. It means no, no smoking, no parking, no fishing, no hunting, no, no, no. Them folks never said yes. And mm-hmm. so it's programming. Our Earth is going north to northwest, or like the Hopi say, we're going fourth to fifth world. Mm-hmm. And so in 1945, we had a president. His name was Harry S. Truman. The scientist said, Harry S. Truman, we got a new bomb. It's called a big bomb. Harry Truman said, will it end the war quickly and save American lives? They said, we believe it will. Harry Truman said two words, drop it. And so at the Potsdam Conference, they gave the Japanese 1 week's warning. They said, get out of Hiroshima. We're going to blow up your town. We got a new bomb. And the Japanese, after 1 week's warning, they said, hell no, we're not leaving. And so of the 20 bombers selected, the Enola Gay B-29 bomber, all the excess metal had to be removed for a fast getaway from the blast. On the schlag, you can see it at the Smithsonian, on May 18th, 1945, all the excess metal was removed, and the job was completed May 18th, 1945. And then the bomb was loaded. The first bomb was called Little Boy, and it was a high air blast over Hiroshima. And August 6th, and 3 days later, August 9th, a larger bomb called Fat Man was dropped on Nagasaki. And that was Hopi. The Hopi prophecy knew that there would be two gourds of ashes, and that was what it was. And 3 days apart, two blasts. And so near the 45 parallel is Mount St. Helens. The only man who lived at the top of Mount Helens by Spirit Lake was Harry R. Truman. He cussed and played the same piano songs, Missouri Waltz, drank the same bourbon as President Harry S. Truman. He cussed just like President Truman. The scientist said, Harry Truman, get off the mountain. It's been given warning for 1 week. 1,000 earthquakes a day. Everyone has left with a lightened load for a fast getaway from the blast. Harry Truman looked at the camera. All America heard him say, hell no, I ain't leaving. On May the 18th, 1980, Mount St. Helens was a high air blast. Boom. 3 days later, boom, a larger blast. And so man go boom, earth go boom. Mm-hmm. And so all things come full circle, you see.
Yeah, definitely. You know, also, too, we can look at Fukushima, and they haven't told us the truth on that one, but you know, we went over there and dropped a couple of nukes on them, and so now their nuclear facilities blew up, and all that fallout ended up over, you know, on top of us. So I always felt that was another full circle reality. Mm-hmm. A lot of people get upset about that, but I said, well, you know, you can't go dropping bombs on one person and not think that something is going to be coming home, you know, some similar event.
Yeah, you know, James, yeah, things come full circle. The main thing to watch is watch the moon cycle. It's the 14-day cycle. Half moon is cause, full moon is effect. It's the female cycle. Half moon is ovulation, full moon is menstruation. The uh-huh. Victorian era began with the Cherokee Trail of Tears in 1838. My great-grandmother, and yours probably also, was uh-huh. on the Trail of Tears. They put our people in concentration camps. 17,000 were taken from Tennessee, Georgia, to Oklahoma. And, pardon me. And so I was in the film Tin Cup with Kevin Costner, and I said, you did a good job with Dances with Wolves. He says, well, it's my Cherokee blood. My great-grandmother was on the Trail of Tears. I says, well, mine probably walked alongside yours. And so the Cherokee Trail of Tears began with the Victorian era, the greed. And Victorian era, the greed is going out. We're going to see VE Day, Victory Over European Thinking of Greed. And so if you look at it, half moon is the letter D in English. Full moon is the letter O. V-E day comes in. It spells D-O-V-E, divine order verified eternally. In Spanish, en español, escucho los D's, watch the D's, half moon. Escucho los O's, the O, the full moon. Que son Dios, eh? Dios. Dios is God in Spanish. In Cherokee syllabary by Sequoia, the luna is the M-O, modus operandi, the way it is. And so as an example, January 4th, 1994, China exploded a nuclear bomb. 14 days later, January 18th, 94, on Martin Luther King holiday, there was an earthquake in Los Angeles, California. Now, Martin Luther King was a black man, and just prior to that, 14 Los Angeles Police Department policemen beat a black man by the name of Rodney King. Pardon me, I get a drink of water. The L.A. Kings wear black uniforms, and they could not play today. That's the hockey team. The earthquake broke the ice. When you get along together, it breaks the ice. So here you have Martin Luther King, Rodney King, and L.A. Kings. Now, the route to safety out of L.A., because the Hopis say, within 100 miles of Hopi land, that's the four corners where Arizona, Colorado, Utah, New Mexico meet together, within 100 miles will be a place of safety, because our Mother Earth would roll around four times, Grandfather told me. And so it'll be like playing crack the whip. The war minds will say, go get your armor and get them, and that's their armor, get them. So long, suckers. And the people who want peace are going to make it. We'll see a whole new world. Well, anyway, you've got Rodney King, Martin Luther King, L.A. Kings, and they're out to safety. You go up through King Man, Arizona. Now, four kings beat a full house at any Indian casino. And what's the route that you take that goes through Kingman, Sligman, Arizona, and heads on east? You remember the name, number of that route, the old highway route?
I get my
kicks on route.
Oh, 66, yeah.
That's right. What did the earthquake measure? 6.6, you see? Just track it down.
Yeah, it's fascinating. All the I'm seeing some on a lesser note. I think it's quite interesting when, you know, we're looking at the names of these people that are being exposed and being busted for this. You know, and we have a senator named Weiner, I guess, that was busted for showing off his whatever his private parts. And then we have Bernie Madoff, who made off with a whole lot of money. And just a while back, you know, we had a dick and a bush and a colon in the White House, you know, somebody's going to get screwed there on that one. But, it's just kind of interesting when you look at the words and it's almost like warning, you know, when you look at these words, but people don't listen to the warning. They're so greedy or they're so gullible. Because of the greed that they go ahead and go forward and basically get screwed, you know.
Yeah. James, speaking of listening to words, my friend, I would say we all have right now one thing in common, and we take it for granted. We're breathing in and we're breathing out. And the ocean comes in, and the ocean goes out. We have one hand for taking and one hand for giving. Let's take a look at the taking hand. There was a man who burned his friends in the stock market for $150 billion, and he made off with the money, and he got 150 years in prison. And his name was Bernie Madoff. And Bernie, after he's in prison for about 4 months, his only son hung himself, committed suicide, and left his little grandson without a grandpa or a daddy. Let's take a look at the giving hand. And that's the new one to look at. And that was Paul Newman. And Paul Newman, with his salad dressing money, he made a western town in Connecticut called the Hole in the Wall Gang. And with all the profits from the salad dressing, all the kids who had cancer, AIDS, could come and laugh and play and have fun for 1 week before they had to go back to the hospitals. And that's the new man. And they set the precedent. You see, if little Dorothy, who was in the Wizard of Oz, follow the yellow brick road, she had the Tin Man, the Lion, and the Scarecrow. And they needed three things. The Tin Man needed a heart, the Lion needed courage, and the Scarecrow needed a brain. If Dorothy were to go today to our American Congress, and we're supposed to be the home of the brave and the land of the free, if she were going to go there today, she would not find any of those things among the people that govern our country, because the people that govern our country don't seem to give a damn about the kids or the future. We did not inherit this world from our parents. We inherited it from our children. Mm-hmm. And that's why we have to make a world for the kids. One thing I would say, James, is in the Great Circle, there is a coincidence between the Book of the Hopi written by Frank Wallace and White Bear Fredericks, that before the earth was changed in the second world, the people followed a cloud by day and a star by night, and it carried them to a safe place. In the children's movie, Journey to the Land Before Time, in the first one by George Lucas and Spielberg, the little dinosaur children, the earth was in upheaval, and Littlefoot, Petrie, Spike, Flyer, Sarah, and Big Mouth all followed a star leaf and cloud that looked like Mom, and the little dinosaur children made it to the Valley of the Green Food, even though the earth was in turmoil. In King James Bible, it's the book Numbers, chapter 14, verse 14. And God gave the people a certain pillar of cloud to follow by day and a pillar of fire by night. Mm-hmm. Coincidences.
Yeah, I've always felt that those were ships, you know, and our ancient ancestors come from the Pleiades, and they're returning, and they're going to guide the awakened ones, you know, to where they need to go, and the ones that aren't paying attention, that are still, you know, following the path of greed and material acquisition and lack of integrity are going to, you know, take that dark road or that dark path down to its eventual demise.
Yeah. Yeah, Grandfather David Menangay of the Hopi, afterward call me, James, and give me a mailing address, and I'll send you a copy of the letter of the Hopi to the United Nations. And mm-hmm. in there, the Hopi elders, all the villages, they were flown by the Hopi Nation to the United Nations to give the fourth warning to the world that we should stop fighting and not make wars. But they didn't listen. They only were able to talk to some dignitaries in the lobby. And then lunchtime came. The dignitary said, well, we'll be back after lunch. And they never did. And all the elders had to fly back to Arizona. But in that letter, Grandfather David Menangay's signature is the first one at the top. And then Dan Evahama, Amos, Thomas Bunyaka. And I knew all of them, and they're all gone now. But the main thing is they knew that our Mother Earth would talk to us like this, with earthquakes and volcanoes and hurricanes. Mm-hmm. And this is the way she's talking to us. Our Earth is a living being. Her hair is white, the North Pole. Her lakes are her eyes. The surrounding trees around them are her eyelashes, so she can look up at the beauty of Sister Sun and Brother Moon. Mm-hmm. Her nose is the San Francisco Peak, Mount Humphrey, the highest mountain by Flagstaff, Arizona, and highest mountain in Arizona. And below Mount Humphrey is Kropotki, which is the Blowhole State Park, and that's her nostril. The other nostril is over by Mount Taylor, New Mexico. And so she in at 30 miles an hour, then there's a two-hour lull, and she breathes out. She breathes out negative ions, good air for all the world's children. She takes in the positive ions, the bad air, breathes out the good air. Her mouth is the Grand Canyon. Wrinkle your lips, and you'll see the Grand Canyon. Her lipstick is red, and that is the Colorado. Colorado is red in Spanish. Her breath, the Chichis, in Mexico. The hairs on Mother Earth are the trees. As they cut down the trees in South America, look at them today. They're cutting their hair short. Mm-hmm. And so Mother Earth feeds us. You visit a woman, she feeds you. You visit a man, well, most men, there's something dead in the refrigerator. The woman mm-hmm. will feed you. The first world was purified by fire because of no love, the volcano. The second world was purified by ice, coldness of thought. The third world was purified by water, what some call the flood. And now we're on the fourth world, and this is the shaking of the earth. And so this is the Cherokee turtle shell rattle. Listen to the voice of the turtle. Mm-hmm. And that's the warning. And the Cherokee stomp dance, the seven blessed women would lead the stomp dance, shaking the turtle shell rattle. So the number one room that is the domain of the is the kitchen. And the woman usually runs around barefoot in the kitchen because she's connected to the earth. Mm-hmm. And she will feed you. You visit a woman, she feeds you. And so in her kitchen, she has to remember the past, a stove of fire, a refrigerator with ice, a sink with water. And now the woman stands at the entrance. And a man comes up and goes, hey, get the hell out of the way. I'm going to get something to eat around this place. She's going to throw his butt out. Another man comes and says, hi, I haven't eaten for a couple of days, but I'm really handy. I'll be glad to do some repairs around your house or some painting if I can get something to eat. So are you going to feed him or are you going to throw him out? Remember, the female bird loves the nest. Of course she's going to feed him. And that is the balance that's coming. The grunt heads are going to get tossed out.
Yeah, I think it's been more than time for that. It's just beyond ridiculous what's going on. And you know, you look at the banksters and all the other things going on. It's just, to me, it's gotten so ridiculous. You know, with all the wars and everything else going on, mm-hmm. the destruction of the planet, the chemtrails, the poison of the water and everything else. It's like Mother Earth is just, I think she's done. And most of the females are feeling it too. And they're done, you know, they're done with this program. So I think she's going to not just throw the men out of the kitchen. She's going to throw some of these guys, you know, off the planet basically and become fertilizer for the next generation.
James, they all breathe the same air. It's like we were little kids in the schoolyard, and uh-huh. we were playing in the sandbox, and then the bullies came in the schoolyard, and they're going to control and take over everything. And now the principal is coming out of the office, and she's going to kick them out of the schoolyard because mm-hmm. all they know is to be bullies and kill anybody that does not agree with them. And put fear into the people and into the children in order to control. And the people are wising up. And they're not going to stand for it anymore. And so we're getting help. And so it's coming like the sun comes at dawn. It knocks the darkness from the sky. And it doesn't make a sound. And that is the power of the Great Spirit. And that is what is coming. So when you see the chemtrails go by, and you know it's a chemtrail because it stops and then starts again. It stops and starts. Airplanes cannot start and stop in midair. They will crash. Uh-huh. A contrail is ice crystals on the wings of the aircraft, and it dissipates quickly, and it goes from horizon to horizon. Chemtrails are low-flying aircraft, and they stop and go. and the vapor dissipates very slowly, like letting your fingers fall down very, very quietly. And the beautiful blue sky turns into a dirty silvery color. And so those are chemicals, because Henry Kissinger said, wait a minute, what'd you say, Henry? Come here.
We have to eliminate 90% of the world population.
Yeah, okay, go sit in the corner.
Yeah, okay, so who made him God, you know?
Huh.
And Rockefeller said on TV years ago, old man Rockefeller, it's very easy to eliminate populations of people. It is the same as feeding pigeons in the park. You throw corn feed to the pigeons, and then when there are too many of them, you throw some poison corn. And when enough of them have died, you go back to feeding them regular corn.
Yeah, that's...
That was a quote. That was Rockefeller, quote.
Jeez. You know, they are. This GMO corn is becoming deadly. And some of, especially the GMO soybeans, they're finding out they have very, very serious consequences, especially with men. It's, you know, and I can go on and on with that, but, and these guys are the ones that are in control of Monsanto, or Monsanto, I should say. But, it's just getting beyond crazy. You know, we're coming up to the end of the hour here, so I was going to give you one last shot to tell people maybe not what they want to hear, but what they need to hear, and just leave the people with something to think about.
Yes, I will say this. Watch for the coincidences, and just know this. It's going to reverse on them. Grandfather said a race of people would come to this land. They would be lighter skinned. They would have their own language, and they would be very clever. But one day their cleverness will do them in. It's not going to be the New World Order. The initials are NWO. It's going to be the Great Spirit is going to own the earth. OWN is the reversal of NWO. So have no fear, and just know that you signed up to be here on this land at this time, and that was from the corn giver, and the corn is the maize. Look at your thumbprint. Maize, each corn ear of corn is different. Each thumbprint is different. And that's why the cops use it to track you down. But that was long before cops. So enjoy, my friends.
All right. Well, I can't thank you enough for coming on the show. Unfortunately, we're out of time. And, you know, keep up the good work, and keep letting people know that we need to remember our ancient roots and remember that Earth is alive and to walk softly.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. All right. Well, we got to sign off now. We're out of time. This is James Hill with As You Wish Talk Radio. Checking out. Watch your skies. Watch nature. There's a lot going on out there, and we're not alone in the universe, and our ancient ancestors are returning. So keep a heads up and watch the skies and watch nature, because it's going to be quite a show. And remember, you signed up for it. So have a good walk. Good night.